Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk to you about A Night Alive, written by Connor McPherson. Yes, that one. Okay.
The Irish playwright.
Yes, Irish playwright.
This play won the Drama Desk Award in 2014.
Normally, I don't care about awards.
I know you don't.
But
I like awards.
Well, because they don't matter. If the play's bad, it doesn't matter if it's got an award. However,
this
was not a bad play. This deserves the award.
This was a wonderful show.
Wonderful show. Wonderfully acted by some stages I've not seen on Pittsburgh, except for Haley Nielsen, who played Amy. Haley Nielsen, local Pittsburgh actress, actor. And she was Amy. And
she played the prostitute.
Well, that... I'm going to give that away. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's anything away. It's pretty clear that Tommy brings home to his little hovel that he rents.
Oh, yes.
In the downstairs of his Uncle Maurice's house.
Maurice, and yes.
Yeah, it's spelled Maurice, but with Irish, they pronounce it Maurice.
They pronounce everything a little bit differently.
Yes.
But,
So then he brings her home one night after
with a bloody nose, after she's been beaten by someone.
And she stays, and basically that's the plot. What happens after that will...
Yeah, he's kind of down on his luck, very affable slacker, I guess you could call him.
Played by... Rod Brogan, and I thought that he really captured the vulnerability and the kindliness and the likableness of the character Tommy that he plays.
Right. Even though he's got a little bit of... He's a little bit of a user, manipulator in a bit.
And he's gruff.
And a little bit of cheap. A little bit.
But he befriends Doc, who's Kieran Byrne, and he does a fantastic job as Doc.
Yeah, Doc is sort of a what didn't you say? It reminded you a lot of Mice and Men
and Lenny and George.
One that's smart and one that's just not a little bit. Damaged, I think. A little bit damaged, but lovable and sweet.
Oh, he played it so sweetly and so loyal, and just I love the way he played this character with a lot of positive vibrancy and energy.
The energy. He was very energetic. I don't know if he would have been as likable if he was played less energetically, because he's like, yay, and everything's like... And very short, but very...
We need to talk about Morris.
Oh, my gosh,
Morris,
yes.
Upstairs.
Oh, the uncle. Gosh. Oh, Noble Shropshire.
Right.
Is his real name, which sounds like a place. Noble Shropshire.
It sounds very noble.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, and his facial expressions were hilarious.
The facial... He reminded me a lot of my Irish family members. He just,
And his body language.
What you talking about? I can't do a good Irish accent.
Well, it was close. And I thought he had great body language and movement, motion.
Right.
We also wanted to mention Kenneth. Kenneth, who was played by Brendan Griffin.
Excellent job. Malvolent is the malevolent. As he walks in the door, even though he's being nice and kind, you can feel the energy,
evil oozing out of him, and right. He was just, as he walked in, he was so pleasant and well dressed and nice looking, and I thought, oh, who's this? Because we didn't know who he was at first.
It was a little...
And he only said a couple words, and I could just feel my skin crawling. He conveyed that so beautifully.
And it was a job of acting, because at the there was a little gathering afterward, and he was behind me, and I looked.
I know.
I got a little, and I was like a little scared of him, but it turned out he was a super nice guy.
I know. I spoke with him briefly too, and I couldn't believe how adorably he spoke, and just very sweet, very. I wanted to mention one thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, all the things.
Smacking you. One of the things I wanted to mention that I enjoyed so much was the lighthearted moment in the beginning when the Marvin Gaye song came on, What's Going On, and they just all jumped up and started dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And I wondered when they did that, I realized that was Marvin Gaye's poster on the wall.
Yes.
In this little hovel.
By the way, this once again, the set of the City Theater, Tony Ferrari.
Perfect, beautiful.
Beautiful set, just very authentic. That's
the
one.
Beautiful, beautifully done. It was
Because it's junk and garbage and dirty and gross, but authentic looking. And actually, authentic's a good word, because I felt like the performances were very authentic.
Yes, they were.
I didn't feel like I was, after a while, I didn't feel like I was watching something.
No, I felt like I was in the room with them almost. I was a part of it. I felt very included.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you see something and somebody's like, there's always one actor that's just not as on as the rest of them. But these people were full throttle, all on.
I would say this whole show, I thought it was really cleverly written, superbly acted. It just created an evening of wonderful entertainment.
Exactly.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.